You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. Thank you so much. What a glorious time we're going to have this evening. I have a wonderful guest, but before I introduce you to him, I want to read you a portion of scripture out of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Let me open in prayer. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for everything that you're going to do tonight. We thank you for every hearer, every listener, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you would restore, uplift, and build up each and every person, Lord. Encourage them, I pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move in our hearts. We thank you for everything and this great opportunity tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you that don't know, I just want to invite you to my website. It's called atouchfromabove.org. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. I'm the author of three books, Mission America, Golden Nuggets, and A Mother's Story. Also, my books are available on Kindle, and you can follow me on Facebook, and you can also follow me on Twitter. So I'm so excited. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest. My guest is named James Brandt. He's a graduate from Rhema Bible Training Center in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He now works full-time for the Abundant Life and Prayer Group on campus of the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. James Brandt pastored for 4 years, and he's now living in wild and definitely a harvest, Detroit, Michigan. And so we are just so blessed tonight to have James with us. James, are you on?
I am. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Luana.
Oh, thank you very much for coming on, James. I'm so excited all that God is doing. And, you know, James, our listeners, let them know a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about your history and how you got saved.
Well, how I got saved, I went to church my whole life. I went actually to a Presbyterian church I grew up. And, you know, God, I heard the sermons and stuff, but I really wasn't living it. And I think many of your listeners know what I'm talking about. And so, you know, I knew the whole church game, but I never really lived it, except for the day when I met the Lord, and it was such a dramatic experience. I was a commercial pilot at an airport here in Michigan, and when you don't do the will of God, you see, God has a plan for every person's life, and when you don't do that plan, when you don't hook up with your Creator, it's going to cause some problems in your life. And I wasn't living for the Lord. I was doing my own thing. I was doing the pilot thing and basically living for the enemy. And so I fell into a deep depression. This was starting to catch up to me because I heard the Word of God my whole life, but I wasn't living it. And so I fell into a deep depression probably about 2 to 3 months after I got married. And one day, you know, when you're in a deep depression, you don't feel like doing anything. You're on the couch. You don't want to live anymore. You just want out. Thoughts of suicide, just wanting to get out of this life because it's too miserable. It's too hard. But I was flipping through the channels one day, and I came to Trinity Broadcasting Network. And I'm sure many of the listeners know Trinity Broadcasting Network. Such great programming and exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. And I came to TBN. And many times, you know, people would try to tell me, well, you need to watch TBN. And I would just kind of laugh it off. No, I don't really need to do that. But I came there and I heard a message by Pastor John Hagee. And he started preaching. And I'll tell you, to this day, I don't even know. I can't even remember what he was saying. But I know he was preaching the gospel. And the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, filled the room where I was at. And it was like electricity flowing from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And as that electricity was flowing down my body, it felt like every bit of darkness, every bondage, every chain was falling off of me. And all I could do is get on my knees, and I lifted my hands, and I said, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life, with tears streaming down my face. And ever since that day, I have been on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, how long ago was that?
That was back in 1998. 1998 is when that happened. And that was so life-changing. And I'll tell you right now, if any of your listeners are wondering, when you get born again, you know it. You know it. It's a know-so experience. You know when you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You will know it.
James, there are people listening today, and there are people that, K-Praise Radio reaches a lot of people. San Diego's a large, large city. And this even reaches all the way. We even had a call coming in from Los Angeles, so it goes into L.A. And L.A. has a large population. And there are people right now with the holidays on, and they are just maybe turning through the radio, and maybe they just caught this program just for a moment. And you know what? They're depressed. The holidays are here, Thanksgiving, Christmas. What do you want to tell them?
I want to tell you right now, for those of you who are listening and you are depressed, you've lost a loved one. You've experienced a divorce. Whatever it is you're going through, you have needs that need to be met, and they're not being met right now. I'm telling you right now, Jesus Christ is able to set you free. He's able to meet every need, meet every provision in your life. But you know what? He's waiting for you to give him access into your life. I'm telling you, when I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, there was just, I call it crazy favor. There is something, God just loves meeting the needs of his children. And I'm here to tell you right now, you listening, you sitting on the couch, listening to this broadcast, wanting to take your life, it's a lie from the pits of hell. And Father, right now, I pray for that one right now that wants to take their life. And I say, Holy Spirit, touch that individual in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of suicide. I come against every demonic spirit that's binding your mind right now.
Amen.
The devil, I command you to loose that individual.
Amen.
And Dr. Luana, he wants to meet them right there.
Amen. And James, you know what? You said something that was really good. You said, for those that are going through a divorce, and, how could anyone know that you can make it through a divorce unless they've been there? And James, you went through a terrible, terrible, here you became a Christian, you got saved, you're excited about Jesus, you're married, you have three beautiful children, and something turns the tide in your life. What happened?
Luana, it felt like everything in my life was falling apart. Back in the year 2009, number one, the first thing that happened to me was March 25th, my life changed forever when my mom passed away suddenly. There's nothing that can describe the hurt and pain of that. Then 6 months later, my then wife committed adultery on me.
Mm.
And that happened when I was pastoring. I pastored for about 4.5 years on the west side of Michigan. And just everything started to crumble. And it just rocked my world. So I know what people are going through. I felt that despair. I felt that pain. And I am here to tell the people right now, there is hope. If you will stay close, here's the key right here, Dr. Luana. If they will stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I found something out. He never stopped pursuing me. Even in the times of that discouragement, we do some pretty weird things and stupid things when you're discouraged and you feel like all hope is lost. But I found out that my Heavenly Father, He never stopped pursuing me. And you, even though some of you right now are walking away from Him, guess what? If you will just turn around, you will find the King of Glory standing right behind you with His arms wide open, and He wants you to come back to Him. And I'm telling you right now, He turns your mess into a message. He will restore your life. He will put hope where there was no hope. See, there is no such thing as a hopeless situation. The Word of God says in Proverbs that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, if hope can be deferred, that means it can be rejected. So there's hope for any situation that you are going through right now. The key is this: don't defer it. Don't reject it. Accept it. And He's right there to meet you. So, yes, Dr. Luana, I know the pain of losing a parent. I know the pain of a divorce, a family falling apart and crumbling. I know the feeling of losing a position. And I know the feeling of people turning against you, people that you love, people that you've trusted, people that you've ministered into their life and loved them through their pain. I know the feeling of them turning their backs on you.
Well, that portion of Scripture that I read in Isaiah, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Jesus took our shame, and he was despised and he was rejected. And when you've gone through a divorce, as a pastor, as a minister, the brokenness of that, the overwhelming shame that comes down upon your life that tries to imprison you, it's so demonic. It tries to hinder the very purpose of what God has. I believe that every single person that God calls into his kingdom and has a unique, fantastic call of God on their life, the devil sees that.
Absolutely.
And his plan is to stop you before you can obtain that perfect divine destiny. So there's those trials, tribulation, persecution. There's those obstacles that you have to get through. And I believe with all of my heart, James, that a greater man, greater woman of God is made through the fire and through the heartache.
I absolutely 100% agree. And I'll tell you right now, there is a greater anointing on my life. There's a greater anointing on my ministry, more effectiveness after going through what I've gone through. Number one, I can feel what people are feeling who are in pain. And number two, I've made it. I feel like I've gone over that hump now, because you know, you go through that. I mean, you're walking through the fire, and I mean, let's just get real here. It's tough. It's absolutely tough. And you're right. When there's a call on a person's life, the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy every person on this earth, because he hates what God loves, and Satan loves what God hates. Mm. And we are that object of love, that God loves us so much, and the enemy is just totally out to destroy it. But I'll tell you right now, the Word of God says, Dr. Luana, that we as Christians are soldiers for Christ. We are soldiers for Christ, and we need to be prepared for this battle. Dr. Luana, I see so many Christians, when they go through things, when they have persecution and trials, they want to throw in the towel. But that's not I'm telling you, the enemy would love nothing more than for you, for I, to walk away from our calling.
Absolutely.
But if you will just hang in there, Dr. Luana, you're no stranger. You're no stranger to grief. You're no stranger to these things either.
And that's right, James.
You, woman of God, are anointed because you also have gone through this, and you have stayed close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And look at the amount, the number of people that you are helping, and God is raising you up.
You know, it's a miracle, James. Without Jesus, we are nothing. Without his mercy and grace and loving kindness. And yes, I have been through heartache and I've cried a million tears. And thank God he collects my tears and he puts them in a bottle. And, you know, he takes us out of the ashes and he brings us up to a higher level. And how can we ever reach the brokenhearted if we've never been broken? How can we ever reach out to those that feel as if there's nothing there, and we can look at them in the eye and say, oh, yes, there is.
Amen. Absolutely. And, you know, going through this too, it's real easy to get up and just speak a message, but when people know that you have gone through it and you've been there, I mean, what a compassion. My compassion for people has just been unleashed. And people can feel that. People sense that. And I just love putting a hand out and helping people out of the pit. You know what? So the Holy Spirit showed me something also here. He said that that scripture about how God is nigh. He's nigh, close to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit showed me something, because the water of the Holy Spirit in connection with broken clay, brokenness, it's a great combo for him to reshape that clay into what he wants it. When I got born again, after that experience in my living room, after watching John Hagee and the Holy Spirit touching me, I said, Lord, what are you doing in my life? Because such a fire was ignited in my spirit. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? What are you doing in my life? And he brought me to Jeremiah 18:4. And that scripture just came into my mind. Jeremiah 18:4, it says this. It says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make.
Oh, amen. That's good. That's good, James.
And he had the Holy Spirit answer my question directly. Directly. And, you know, that's another thing, Dr. Luana. One of the first things after that experience, the church I was going to, I mean, it was good. They preached the word and stuff, but I never knew the importance of the word. A Christian, first and foremost, will lift up the word of God as that, the word of God. It's not just an ordinary book. It's the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. And it is the word of God. It's our manual from our Creator. And so we need to have high regard for the Word of God, and we need to be speaking the Word of God. What's coming out of our mouth? Is it in agreement with God's Word? Because His Word is His will.
And you know, James, we live in a time now where the Word of God is very challenged. You know that take the Bible out of school, take your crosses down. I mean, it's a continual bombarding of darkness to try to pull the believer, pull the young baby away from the Word of God, because the Word is life, it's purpose,
Absolutely.
It's destiny, it's just it's the living Word, it's Jesus, and Jesus walked among us, and the Word still works.
Absolutely. You know what? It's so strategic by the enemy. If I was the enemy, I'd want to get the Word of God out of every area also. Hey, listen, that's why we are pilgrims as Christians. The Bible says we are pilgrims on this earth. We need to advance. We need to enforce the kingdom of God on this earth. And that's going to be done by preaching, teaching the Word, and laying hands on the sick, healing the sick, and casting out demons. Dr. Luana, we need to get to work on this as the body of Christ.
You know, I am 100% in agreement. We are building a prayer mountain. That's our goal, is to see 1,000 people a day come to pray all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. Whether they come for 1 day or 3 days or 5 days, it doesn't matter to us, as long as they come to pray and fast, because I know that prayer works, and we can turn our world upside down through the power of prayer and by the word of God. And the only way that the saints of God are going to be filled with his anointing and power is by separating themselves to pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray the word over their lives, their family, and to fight in the spiritual realm. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have power and authority and dominion by the power of prayer.
Absolutely. And you know what, Dr. Luana, here's the thing. I think many Christians, they don't understand prayer. Because prayer, they think, well, if it's God's will, it's just going to happen whether I pray for it or not. And that is simply not true. Prayer is giving access to the Holy Spirit to move. It's giving access to. And, you know, God said, hey, pray that laborers would be sent into the harvest. Well, is it God's will for people to be saved? Absolutely it is. But why would he ask us to pray for laborers? Because God, this is a partnership. We need to learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And God wants to flow through us. And that's why it's so important to be yielding to the Holy Spirit. And prayer is that. If more Christians got a revelation that prayer is, in fact, giving access to the Holy Spirit to move, I'm telling you, I think that revelation right there would really ignite a fire in their heart for prayer.
Amen. Amen. Well, James, you have about a minute and a half here. So, oops, you don't have that long. Okay. James, tell me just really quick. You got about 10 seconds. Tell me a little bit about, real quick, those that are listening. You're on Facebook and you're James Brandt.
It's James, but actually,
tell them how to spell it.
B-R-A-N-D-T. They can also go to revivalpodcast.org and jamesbrandt.org, and they can listen to messages from about 4 or 5 years ago.
Awesome. Awesome. James, time has slipped away, and I want to thank you so much, and what a powerful message tonight. Thank you very much, and I know that we will talk again, and I will have you another time, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above, and boy, the time just slips away. Our website is atouchfromabove.org, and we do care about you. Also, don't forget, come on out to the Prayer Mountain. You are very important. And are you going through a hard time? Do you need Jesus? Cry out to him. Do you need him? Just say this: Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I surrender to you. He will hear that cry of yours. I promise you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above. And our website is atouchfromabove.org. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. God bless you. I love you. And I will see you every night this week. God bless you. Have a great, fantastic, wonderful, Jesus-filled evening.
A Mother's Story by Dr. Luana Steins is a true story of a young mother's perseverance in the face of tragedy, a murdered husband, betrayal of marriage, and a devastating drug addiction. A drastic change in one's life where there is a collision with truth. The story of how the power and love of Jesus transformed her life when her life was filled with tragedy and heartache.
Hi, I'm Dr. Luana Steins. I want to share with you about my book, A Mother's Story. Many people have been touched by reading how God has helped me overcome rejection, of being placed in an orphanage at a young age, the tragedy of being married at 15, and only years later to find myself a young widow, a single mother. My husband was found murdered. I want you to know today that Jesus rescued me. You can order my book at atouchfromabove.org for only $12.95 plus shipping and handling.
Go to atouchfromabove.org to hear more about A Mother's Story from Dr. Luana Steins. And don't forget to tune in to KPRZ every Sunday for A Touch From Above
on K-Praise.
You've been listening to A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch From Above.